This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. In 1991, a family immigrated to Winnipeg from El Salvador. With not many resources at their disposal and a family to care for, they moved into a Habitat for Humanity home on Angus Street. 30 years later, Jose Castro and his brother Carlos have made their way to Kenora, looking to give back after building their lives.
But yeah, growing up in our home on Angus Street was, to me, it was awesome. Like my best friends that I still talk to lived on that street. Just have fond memories of playing outside, whether it was hockey, skateboarding, soccer, riding my bike.
For the next few days, Jose and Carlos will push themselves, biking over 400 kilometers up and down the hills of Kenora. Their goal is to raise $5,000 at Cycle of Hope, raising funds for the organization that helped their family all those decades ago.
Yeah, I'm super happy to be able to give back. And the fact that their Habitat is still providing homes, still providing communities for families like mine when we were first, when we were new to Canada, is great. So I'm super happy to be able to be a part of Habitat and doing something I love, which is riding my bike.
Cycle of Hope has been one of Habitat Manitoba's longest-running fundraisers. For almost three decades, it has consistently raised between $100,000 and $150,000, enough to build an entire home for a family in need. For Jose, the event is personal, having participated in the ride for the first time last year.
And that was a great experience. I didn't really know what to expect from the first meeting everyone at the Habitat Restore office. Everyone was super nice, super welcoming. The trip in Kenora was awesome, tons of fun.
This year, Jose convinced his older brother Carlos to join him, turning the ride into a family affair.
It's really nice. Like, me and my brother have always gotten along, and he's been more of, because there's a bit of an age gap, he kind of took the role of like a dad in a way.
When it comes to training for the event, it involved rides of up to 100 kilometers a few times a week. Jose says those days training are something he remembers fondly.
And this year, even with the training, the whole time we're talking about, I don't even know what, but hours pass by and, we've had many conversations about different things. So it's nice being able to talk to somebody while you're cycling, especially my brother.
Despite the enjoyment, Jose noted that the poor air quality due to the wildfire smoke was a challenge.
The longer you're out there, obviously the more effort you're putting in, harder to breathe. Even like, I'll have a heart rate monitor and I can see like that when it's cooler or clearer out, my heart rate is a bit lower. But if it's really, the smoke is really dense, then my heart rate is a bit higher. Your nose gets kind of plugged. It's, you can definitely feel the smoke affecting you.
Despite those challenges, the brothers say they are optimistic and excited as they ride until this Friday. From Habitat Manitoba's perspective, Jose's involvement is a full circle moment, said Habitat for Humanity Manitoba's executive director, Jamie Hall.
Well, it's just a beautiful story. It's amazing to see something like that happen.
Each year, the funds raised are tied to a specific build, and the riders get to see firsthand the tangible results of their sweat and effort.
When you see the Castro family, right? And you see Jose and Carlos that are 30 years later after, being kids, moving into their 30 years later, have a better life and are giving back to this model that is proven to work, that they're testaments of how it works, but also they're giving back now is just an amazing thing.
For those considering getting involved, Jose has a simple message.
Definitely try it out. It's worth it for sure.
The story isn't over for the Castro brothers. The two have convinced their sister to join next year, with hopes to convince more of the Castro family to participate. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.